Harper Audio presents There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, written and read by Wayne W. Dyer. I completed the initial stage of this program on the 15th of June, 2000, at our home on Maui. It was a wonderful sense of accomplishment. I enjoyed the summer with my family, swimming, hiking, and playing tennis. We had dinners and movies with close friends and precious free time to read and share intimate moments, especially with my wife, Marceline, who was so instrumental in helping me find a spiritual solution to the problem I was about to experience. Little did I realize that in a few short months, I would be called upon to test those principles for a spiritual solution to every problem firsthand in my own life. In the autumn of 2000, I was literally brought to my knees while alone in a hotel room. I could barely breathe. My chest felt like it was in a vise. I was sweating profusely and soon was informed that I had had a heart attack. But something was dreadfully wrong with this picture. I don't smoke or drink. I'm not overweight. I exercise every day, and I've done so for over 25 years. I watch what I eat, I meditate, I do what I love, and I love what I do. I have a great marriage. I have wonderful children. I don't do heart attacks. That's for other people who live their lives in such a way as to invite in heart attacks. Not me. Not Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yet there I was, in the hospital, with monitor wires attached all over my upper body, and with an IV in my arm. In 3 days, I would have an angiogram procedure. For the first 24 hours, I lay there in a state of shock and disbelief. It is called denial. I felt sorry for myself. I refused to acknowledge that such a thing could happen to me. I was, to be honest, scared to death. After that first day, I began to rehash what I had written that you are about to hear. I reminded myself of the title, There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. And this surely was a problem. I remembered that I could bring the energy of spirit right here to this hospital room. By doing so, I could actually turn this thing around. The facts were the facts. My heart had been injured. Now it was up to me. I am not this body. I am a spiritual being, eternal, always connected to God. I could shift my awareness to being the observer rather than the victim. It was as if the light came on in a room of darkness. I felt the presence of a higher, faster healing energy almost immediately. I began to be cheerful rather than morose. I circulated around the cardiac ward attempting to cheer up those who were much worse off than myself. I looked for what was right about that place and experienced gratitude.